Hello, can you hear me okay? Hi, brilliant. Oh, thank you so much, Sonia. That was beautiful. And I loved what you said at the end about this is not just for our own healing. This is for all of us. And sometimes when we're in those healing places where it can feel really, really painful, it's easy to forget that. It's easy to forget that this is not just for this personality or this, and not even just for this being. It's for all of us. It's for the oneness. It's for the whole of us. And that is so beautiful. Thank you for reminding me of that. So I just want to start just by going inside and taking a breath, closing my eyes, and just asking Holy Spirit to join me. Join us. I can hear fireworks going off outside. I have no idea why people are putting off fireworks tonight, but it's happening close to where I live. And yeah, I'm just feeling this beautiful joy inside of me. Thank you. So, as some of you might know, I missed last week. Our clocks over here haven't gone forward yet or going back. Yes, Cheryl, I know that. And I was actually thinking about a song, but no song came to me. So I thought, okay, well, then it's not meant to happen. Yeah, so last week I completely missed the my slot, but it was really interesting because when I came on, and you know the program that follows with Sora and Larry was on, and I was thinking, oh, that's funny. Oh, maybe they've swapped, you know, and they're gone before me now. And then I realized, and then Cheryl put a note on saying, "No, you've missed your time." But what I noticed was that in the past, I would have given myself a really hard time for that, and I just noticed how it was just fine. I didn't feel like I'd done anything wrong. It was a mistake, and yeah, and it was okay. So I was really I was it was beautiful. It was really wonderful to feel that. So I'm gonna start from my journal from the previous week because I haven't done that. So I'm starting on 2 weeks ago, Sunday. Oh, is that 2 weeks ago now? Sunday. What's today? 18th. Oh, right. Okay. And actually, a week ahead. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. So I'm looking at resistance. And w asking myself, what idea am I clinging to? And I'm just seeing that when I am believing that there's a belief here that this is not possible for me, what is not possible for me. Awakening is not possible for me. That's the belief that there's a worthlessness, that, you know, it must be for someone else. And then, of course, I'm asking myself, am I willing to change? Am I willing to change my mind about this? And Holy Spirit is just telling me to trust me, be quiet, and let it go. Very simple instructions. There's not much that I, you know, I can go wrong with there, but it's amazing how I can just ignore. Like, I'm looking at these lines now, and they are, the first line is two words, second line is two words, third line is three words. Trust me, be quiet, let it go. And yeah, that would probably make a great tattoo. Yeah. Okay, so we'll go on to the next day. And this is from after a dyad that I had. And what I wrote here, awareness does not judge. It is perfect neutrality, perfect love. It loves all. The loving all method does not apply to little Kate. It is something that my higher self understands perfectly and applies indiscriminately. Connect with awareness, then loving all comes naturally. I've got a little star here, and it says, I saw judgment when I felt the annoyance at my friend. I looked at the judgment and at my desire to know unity consciousness as a direct experience. And I saw I wanted that desire more. It was like a jolt. I take it back. I take that judgment back. Yeah, and I've been using this a lot over the last couple of weeks. And I've been seeing it like a very, as something happening like on a stage. So I become aware of the judgment. So it's like an actor has come on stage and has got a banner over their head with the judgment written on it. Like, so this one was about my friend. And my friend has said something or done something that makes me think, I don't like that. So this actor's come on with this banner going, I don't like that. And then I go, okay, what's my other desire? And the next actor comes on, and that desire is holding, like, between their hands, above their heads, the whole unity consciousness, the bliss of endless, you know, just endless knowledge and beauty and the universes and, you know, things that I can't even imagine, but just this whole beautiful thing above their heads. And I look at the two of them and I go, which one do I want? And I just, you know, just go, off you go, get that actor off with that little thought, and just let that unity consciousness take over the whole stage. That's what I want. Be very clear about it. Yeah, so I've been doing that a lot, and yeah, it's been really, really good. So we're on to Tuesday the 6th. To think is given such value in this world. It is given status and money, power and prize. Yet it stunts us, stunts our growth in our potential. It is a perfect ego distraction. No thinking allows me to receive everything that is available to me in the endless vast space that is awareness. Well, and that's it. That's pretty good, isn't it? So Wednesday, so what happens on Wednesday morning is I listen to gentle healing class first thing in the morning. So I'm just kind of scanning through this to see if there's anything that jumps out at me, because I just kind of make notes. So the main thing that came through to me, I think, in this is I am that. And a couple of times this week, I really played with that. One time in particular, I'm just remembering, is I was swimming. And as I was swimming, I was recognizing that the body, you know, the body moving through the water, and I'd call that I, and that was the water that I was swimming through, and I was allowing the I and then that to meld together, and it just made swimming just an incredible experience. And another thing that I've written down here is everything is a miracle. Stand in awe of experiencing, of I experiencing that. And that connection with the water as I was swimming through it, it was a state, I was going into a state of awe. At the simplicity of it, but also at the incredibleness of it. So I've written something else here on this day, which I've written, because what I've been doing is I've been going back to the journal during the day, and, you know, maybe after a dyad or after a reading the tip, I will, or the the thought for awakening, I will go back and read some more, or write some more. So this is after tip 43, which I'm not sure, I thought I could find it, but I can't. So what I've written is, all is well. Resistance will happen, but it will fade too. Be vigilant. See the places where you hold the resistance. Accept it. Surrender to it. If the fear is little, just carry on with your practice and notice what happens. If the fear is strong, wait in patience. This too shall pass. That's another good one, isn't it? This is after thought 43, which is release your fears and listen to me. In welcoming me, you welcome all that you desire to welcome, and you let go all that you do not want. Release your fears and listen to me. And a question came up. How do I let spiritual ego take over my path? Thinking I've got it / haven't got it. Thinking I should do more / do less. Thinking other people know more / know less. And then I've written, I see a lot of thinking going on. Awareness doesn't think. If I'm staying in awareness, then I can stay away from thinking. Then I can stay away from spiritual ego. I think something that comes up a lot is that when I hear certain teachings, I tend to think, oh, this is something new that I've got to that I've got to learn or that I've got to take on or, you know, add. And what I'm seeing more and more is that just the minute that you know, ego loves that I get into that. Oh, yeah, okay, I've got to add this thing or I've got to learn this thing. And I'm just seeing more and more that I just have to keep staying in awareness, that I have to stay away from the thinking. Everything that I need, I will have. Everything. Everything that I'm meant to be doing, I will do. Everything that I'm not meant to be doing, I won't. And yeah, I just have to stay away from it. So Thursday, I am as close as your breath. And I think this was in one of the, was this in one of the thoughts? Oh yeah, yeah. It was 44. This came through in one of my inquiry dyads last week. So yeah, this is what happened. I during the dyad, I just went, this is what I am, is as close as my breath. And then the thought for awakening came up like a few days later, saying exactly the same thing. So I was writing here, Holy Spirit is always communicating, always speaking to me. I have given my will to listening now. Discernment, surrender, kindness. When you see that you are thinking and you choose awareness over thought, that is discernment. When you give up knowing and judging, you can allow all things, and that is surrender. When you come from a place of love from your heart and be directed by me in all things by me, that is surrender. When all actions and words are coming from this place, you can be kind. So these three words, discernment, surrender, and kindness. And I was asking Holy Spirit to guide me on them, and that's what came, which is really beautiful. I think I need to write these words again. I don't remember writing them. Okay, so we're going on to Friday. Tip, be the salt of the earth. One purpose, no burdens. Where I see difference, I am being distracted from my purpose. To know what I am is to lay aside all burdens, all judgments. If it sounds like a judgment, it probably is. Today is a day of trust. It is me. And when I am being with myself, I am trusting, being guided and loving myself. Open to this trust. Let it flow in and out of you. Taste it as your essence. Okay. And the next day, when do I think that consistent rules and guidelines should always apply? And so I fail to look to intuition in the moment. Oh yeah, so this is where I'm looking at the rituals and ideas that we have about, or that I have about, what I need to do in certain situations, and where I'm thinking that intuition doesn't really apply to that. So when there is illness or physical injury, I do not ask for guidance. I remember past remedies or practices to treat them. I am following guidance all the time, but I am not aware most of the time where the guidance is coming from. How long can I last in a day remembering to ask for guidance? Can I last a minute? 10? Each time I stray, I can remember that that could never be true and return again in peace and joy, aware of my awareness. And I've got to say that I find it really, it amazes me how quickly I forget. It really does. And it just, because I wake up every morning going, okay, I'm gonna go by guidance, and then like 10 minutes later I'm just off with the fairies. I'm definitely not with guidance. It's definitely a work in progress. That last line, can I return again? And I suppose that is where I definitely can apply this, is in the return. Because if it happens all the time, then I'm always going to be returning, trying to return to remembering to ask for guidance. And instead of being in a state of, giving myself a hard time about it, about forgetting, can I return again in peace and joy and be aware of my innocence? Let's see. Right, so I've a lot to read, and I've only got 5 minutes, and I've only caught up to last week. That's okay, isn't it? So I am attached to my special relationships. That is the main thought that comes into meditation. Oh yeah, I'm really trying to watch what are the thoughts that are coming into meditation. You know, when I'm trying to give my attention to awareness, you know, there's thoughts always passing through. So I was really trying to pay attention to what were those thoughts about. I think I shared a bit about this in last week's Gentle Healing group. And the main ones are about special relationships. The little Kate needs constant reassurance that I matter, that I'm involved, that I will know what's going on. Little Kate has a huge belief in separation and is constantly trying to fill the hole, avoid pain and sadness. In seeing this belief, I take a breath. Awareness sees this belief and it can hold it all. It does not believe in it or judge it to be wrong or right. And as awareness stays with it, there is a loosening. There is a chink of light. The belief in separation is on its last legs. It's almost ridiculous. Awareness holds it all. Awareness has endless capacity for false beliefs because it never believes them. That's good. So, I've got time for Monday, probably. Find your true will. What is my true will? Is it to live in this body, only affected by what happens to it? To see the happenings and events of this life as all there is? To see death as the end or the beginning? To see it as meaningful? To watch the death of every being before my own as being the end of them? Is that my will? or to see something different, something else, something other than this. I let go of my judgments and perceptions because they only bring me suffering. And then happiness, closely followed by suffering again, over and over. I want off this wheel. My will is to get off, to let go and let myself be led. I have tried everything else. This is my choice now. Let me not forget it. Let me be reminded every day, every moment, your will, not mine. My way does not work. Yeah. So I'm gonna skip to today and just something that I just to end on. And it's the Nisargadatta quote in the tip today, which says, find him and cling to him. And that's the inner teacher he's talking about here. Find him and cling to him, and you will be saved and safe. And Holy Spirit is saying to me, trust this. Trust it more than you have trusted anything before. Cling to it. So I just want to cling to that. Thank you all so much for being here and listening and, yeah, giving power to our awakening. And I'll see you next week. Bye.